Flip, 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 Flip Weekly!
Hey, what's going on? This is Matt from FlipWeekly.com. You're listening to the Flip Weekly podcast. We're all about making money here. We're going to thrift stores, garage sales. We're sourcing items any way that we can, and we're selling them online for a profit. Now, I might be a bit tired today because I've just gotten back from Savers Camperdown. That's the brand new three-story Savers that has just opened up in Sydney. You might have seen all the paid partnerships on social media with all these resellers and influencers going there. Flip Weekly does not have a paid partnership with Savers, so I can tell you that the parking there is shit. The parking there is shit, but the items inside, to be honest, they're pretty good. There is a ton of people there. I don't know why. I don't know where they're parking. They're probably walking. They're all millennials, but we're finding some good items to sell there. Savers is taking over New South Wales. It really is. Started in Victoria, I think. It's slowly making its way into New South Wales, and they're opening up shops everywhere. Like around me, there used to be nothing. There was one at Hoxton Park, which is maybe 90 minutes away from me, or maybe an hour. And then they're just popping up all over sort of the Parramatta region. There's a very hyper-localized here, but I just want you to know that if you're in any other state in New South Wales, if Savers can buy donations from businesses in your area, they're going to be popping up there. That's the whole thing with Savers. Then they're not a not-for-profit. They are a for-profit company, and they buy donations from, not businesses, they're buying donations from, I guess, churches and maybe other charity shops, I'm not sure. There was an expose released not that long ago that they pay something like 60 cents per pound of clothing. I don't know if that's true. Please don't quote me on that. Also, please don't fucking sue me. I don't know if that's a thing. I read it in an article. I guess this is all hearsay. I'm trying to cover my ass here, but yeah, Savers is a for-profit company and they're just popping up everywhere. You can hear on their little radio ads, their little jingles, that your donations, I think it's like, your donations do not go to a cause. So I swear to God, I've heard that in a Savers. They have like their little Be Thrift Proud ads playing, and then that you literally hear, your purchases or your money does not go to any one, like, profit, non-profit. I don't know how it goes. They basically say, we're keeping all your money. We're giving it to all of our CEOs, executives. You ain't getting anything. Charities aren't getting anything. They just buy that shit from churches. So I don't know if any of that's true, by the way. So don't quote me on it. But yeah, went to that Savers, got some stuff. And yeah, I mean, Savers has been good to me lately, so I probably shouldn't shit on it. But, you know, other thrift stores have been good to me. Facebook Marketplace has been very good to me. I'm going to go through some of the stuff in a second, but man, I got my hands dirty this week. I dove headfirst, not literally, into like this dirty old cardboard box that I saw on Facebook Marketplace. And I pulled out some items that, no joke, are extremely valuable. And I'm outing this category on this podcast today. I'm going to tell you the exact VHS cassette tapes to be buying. You'll be able to find them in thrift stores. You'll be able to find them on Marketplace. You'll be able to find them in garage sales. And you can make a lot of money. One of these tapes I have sold within a week for over $200, and I've sold maybe like 5, 6, 7 others, both within Australia and overseas. They're going like hotcakes. I'm going to tell you exactly what cassette tapes to be buying. Why am I doing that? Because there's enough to go around, and also there is no real reason. I'm just going to tell you, okay? I'm going to tell you, you're going to make some money, and you're going to refer people to the Flip Weekly podcast. Yeah, how's that going to work? You're going to tell other people how to make money so that you make less money? It's not going to work, right? You're not going to refer anyone, because why would you? Why would you cast out a wider net for, you know, these secrets? I don't know. But I'm going to out exactly what that is. You're going to make money. And I've also got my hands on something that is very rare, very valuable, from the late 80s, early 90s. I looked it up online, and some people have interesting ways to describe this item. Somebody said that it's the stuff of nightmares. There's also some very crude descriptions of this all around Reddit. I'll go through them later. I don't know if I'm going to beep it or not. I don't know if I know how to beep it or not, but just be aware when I'm describing this item, it might get a bit crazy. fucking weird, okay? You're going to need to see photos of it too to understand what I'm talking about. But yeah, we've got that, plenty of sales. We have a new resource for people who are new to the world of reselling. We have secondhand opinions. We have a fake bomb. We have a whole lot more. So let's just get straight into it. Now, you might have heard me say a fake bomb and you're thinking, Matt, what on the fuck? What in the fuck are you talking about? What is a fake bomb? What am I doing buying a fake bomb? Well, on Facebook Marketplace over the weekend, on Saturday, I found something for $10 that I thought, this is a home run. The only issue was that it was across the Harbour Bridge. Now, I really dislike driving over the Harbour Bridge. I don't know if you've ever been across the Harbour Bridge. It is a nightmare. It is three lanes of traffic each way. The lanes in the very center of the road are so close to each other that just the tiniest bit of lost concentration will disrupt the commute for thousands and thousands of people. You will die, but you will also disrupt the commute for thousands of people. That is the most important thing. They will get home 15 minutes late. You will be dead, and it will be the worst thing in the world. I really dislike going on the Harbour Bridge because, not that I don't trust my own driving, I don't trust the driving of everyone else. I swear to God, every time I stop at a traffic light and I look around, every single cunt is on their phone. I swear. I just wish I could do something about it. The other day, I was stopped at the traffic lights and the guy was swiping on some sort of like video platform, whether it was Instagram Reels or TikTok. The phone was in the center console, you know, the phone holders that go into your air vents. And he's just watching videos at the traffic lights. Like, what are you doing? You're so distracted. You're a distracted driver. And if this guy is watching TikTok or Instagram Reels, YouTube Shorts on the Harbour Bridge, I mean, there goes people's afternoons. Like, that 15-minute waiting time that they're going to have to wait to clean up the mess that is that guy and most likely me, knowing my luck, it is not going to be good. So I dislike going on the Harbour Bridge, but I thought, you know what? For a shitty fucking fake bomb that I can sell for a bit of money, I'll risk my life to do it. So what is a fake bomb, Matt? So like I was started to say before I got distracted, on Saturday I found a Facebook Marketplace deal for a Mission Impossible popcorn container. That's what the description was on Facebook Marketplace, $10. Now I know how ridiculous it sounds. It's a popcorn bucket. How much can you make from a popcorn bucket? It's also very embarrassing to tell people, you know, where are you, Matt? Oh, I'm a block away from the Harbour Bridge. Oh, why? I'm picking up a popcorn bucket. Well, I hope it's a good popcorn bucket because what is it about this popcorn bucket? I'll tell you in a second. But I messaged the guy almost instantly and I said, I'm happy to pick it up over the weekend if it's cool with him. And I asked him if it lights up because when I Googled this, I could see that it lit up. That was one of the features of this fake bomb Mission Impossible popcorn container. And I'm thinking, you know, once this guy replies to me, Matt, why did you do that? Because his reply to me was, oh yeah, it does light up. I found the switch. He had no idea that it fucking lit up. And then he went on to say that he's going to change the price. He said he made a mistake. He listed it too cheap. He's getting all these messages and he can see on eBay how much they're listing it for, and I'm thinking, great, you've educated the buyer, Matt. You've literally talked yourself out of like a really great deal. Congratulations. So he increases the price to $30, and I'm like, oh, I don't really want to spend $30 on a popcorn container. He said to me, like, do you want to make an offer? And I'm like, I'm not going to make you an offer. I'm not going to bid against other people for a fucking popcorn bucket. So I said, if it's still available on Saturday morning, just send me a message. Someone will probably get it though for $30. And he's like, all right, I'll let you know. He said that he was probably being too greedy testing the price point. And he said, if it doesn't sell by then, I can have it for $10. And he was like, deal. And I was like, yep, sounds good. I just put it out there. I said, I'd probably pay $20. But yeah, $10 on Saturday works. He replies to me that, okay, you can have it for $20, saves the hassle. Shall I put it on pending for you? I'm like, boom, done, sold. I'll pick this up on Saturday, providing I don't fucking die on the Harbour Bridge. So now, what is this thing? It's shaped like a bomb. It's shaped like a small nuclear bomb. It's quite big. It's maybe around 30 by 30. It lights up. But what is cool about this popcorn bucket is to get into it, it's first of all, it's locked. To get into it, you need to twist the top. There's a little latch on the top of this popcorn bucket. When you twist it, the latch pops open. Inside of that latch are two keys. They're two keys from the movie. You'll be able to recognize them if you're familiar with the Mission Impossible franchise. The keys go into each other to create one key. Very cool, right? They're also metal, which was a bit surprising for a popcorn bucket. Like, this is surprisingly well made. And once the keys are interlocked with each other, they go into the keyhole. You turn it, the lid pops open. That's where all your popcorn is. You can use it as, I guess, a display box. It doesn't look too bad. It looks pretty cool. You can see all the photos on the newsletter. However, on eBay right now, on eBay Australia, or when I looked, there was only one listing. And if I went on to sold within Australia, we had a lot. The sell-through rate of this popcorn bucket just within Australia was over 2,000%. 2,200% to be exact. That is insane. That means if I list this up for a competitive price, this shall sell very, very quickly. So what sort of prices are we talking about for a Mission Impossible popcorn bucket? What sort of sales are we seeing? Well, if it was brand new, $199.99. We can get, and I'm not kidding, about $150 just for this popcorn bucket. Now, I don't believe it, right? I don't believe it. Who is paying this money for a popcorn bucket? But then I see, look, the numbers don't lie. We look at the Australian active listings. We look at the Australian sold listings. There is the sell-through rate. The numbers do not lie, unless, of course, somebody's jacking these prices up, trying to like inflate the market, which is not something I think is happening for a popcorn bucket of all things. Some people yell out, money laundering. No, I'm going to talk about money laundering a bit later on, but no, it's not money laundering. You're not money laundering $150 at a time on eBay for popcorn buckets, please. So popcorn buckets are something that you honestly should be buying if the numbers tell you to buy them. If this didn't have such an insanely high sell-through rate, I would not have traveled and risked my life to pick this up. I'm telling you, it is going to sell for $150, and I paid, at the end of the day, $20. I was going to pay $10 until I educated the buyer. This is a category you need to be looking out for. It's not the one that I'm going to tell you about later on with VHS cassette tapes. This popcorn bucket category is something to buy. And I guess other people have cracked onto it too, because he told me that he was being inundated with messages and he gave it to me because I seemed like the person that was going to come out right then and there, and I was serious. That's what he said to me. Now, this guy, as a side note, lived in an apartment building which had amazing views. I'm going to post a TikTok, Instagram, YouTube video today while you're listening to this of the Facebook Marketplace pickup. I mean, I parked on the side of the street after surviving the bridge, walked around the corner. I walked maybe like 5 meters and I could see the Harbour Bridge. And I was like, is this literally the most picturesque Facebook Marketplace pickup of all time? You know, I didn't even mind that the guy took his time coming down when I was like getting rained on and freezing cold temperatures, like freezing me. But it was so nice, man. Like, I'm going to post that video later on and you're going to see it. Really nice. I'm happy to walk away with a popcorn bucket that should sell for $150. You might even have popcorn buckets in your own home right now and you don't even know they're worth some money. It's worth doing some comps. You want something that is, you know, a bit limited edition-y, a bit cool, not something very basic. You know, I saw an ad recently for the new Freaky Friday popcorn bucket that's coming out. I haven't looked up comps. This isn't like an eBay thing. I just saw that it's come out. And, you know, the premise of Freaky Friday, the mum and the daughter, they switch bodies for a while until they kiss and make up. their popcorn bucket right now, you get the popcorn in a, I guess, a bucket that looks like a drink, and you get the drink in, I guess, what looks like a popcorn bucket. It's really cool. I have a feeling that will also be worth a bit of money. I might actually check it out after recording this. But yeah, popcorn buckets, keep your eye out. Don't just get the cheap ones, get the ones that are, you know, pretty cool. Now, this next item that I bought was from a thrift store. We found it in Savers. I've never heard of what this is before. But look, when you're in Savers, it is so easy to walk past the plush section. You know, these plush, they're stacked so high. If you pull one out, they're all going to come crumbling down, and it's just easy to look at them and not do any sort of digging. But you need to, because you can find some gems in there that most people overlook. In the past, I guess, however long I've been doing Flip Weekly, maybe 18 months, I've learned that you do not ignore anything that looks like a puppet. Puppet as a plush can be very, very good money. So for just $3.99, I found a plush that was a puppet from a toy line called the Rigadoon Gang. I found the character skateboard. So these were a bunch of puppet toys from the late 80s, early 90s, the ones that I was talking about before. They looked to be set up as if they were going to be turned into like a television show or like a movie. But as far as I'm aware, they just remained as puppet toys. Now, I'm going to do something I've never done before. I'm going to insert the original Australian television ad in this podcast, but as audio only, so you can hear what they sound like and just what the advertisement was like. Let's go.
Meet the Rigadoons, a gang of funny little characters that'll do anything for a cuddle.
I'll do your homework.
I'll clean up your bedroom.
I'll wash the dog for a cuddle.
I'll let you stay up late for a cuddle.
I'll eat your Brussels sprouts.
And I'll love you forever and ever.
The Rigadoon Gang, now available for cuddles. From Kids Biz.
Ha ha ha! Hilarious advertisement there. We got some classic Australian television ads. Flip Weekly's first ever sponsor, a kids toy line that people have described as the stuff of nightmares. Now, the YouTube ad has comments turned off, and I'm going to guess it's turned off because of what people say about these poor toys. People are not nice about these toys. Now, there's not much about them online, and when there is, all of the comments are about how they look. Now, there's a couple of the characters that sort of resemble, you know, Chucky. You know, Chucky, the from Child's Play, the doll, the horror movie with the doll that I guess kills people. There's some comments about that, but there's also comments about the way the back of these things look, because they're puppets. They have a hole in the back of their head, but the hole looks how do I even say this? I'm trying to walk the line between like whether I want to have this sort of content on the podcast, or I'm not sure. You know, I guess I've already said, you know, some swear words, so I might as well say, okay, if there's kids listening, this is not the time to be paying attention. Go back to your smartphones. The back of the head, the opening for where you put your hand, it looks like a vagina. I'm just going to say it. Now, some of the comments online about these dolls, the very few areas on the internet that mention Rigadoon dolls, and let me stress, there's so very few mentions of this doll, they comment on this. So I'm going to read out some of these comments, and this is going to make you want to check out like what the fuck these dolls look like. Somebody has wrote, this is in a Reddit thread. Somebody posted a thread about, I found this doll for sale today. And it's a picture of the doll from the back. the very top comment, cabbage patch vagina face. Anal bell. Fleshlight Chucky. As someone else had said, someone would use that for unintended purposes. Someone else, slightly used. And then there's a link there to a subreddit called Don't Put Your Dick in That. Now, the name of this Rigadoon doll that is posted on Reddit was called Rusty. So somebody, is, of course, has written, I convinced a girl to give me a Rusty Rigadoon once. Where can I buy it? I'm asking for a friend. Soggy Susie. I mean, this is just, this is childish humor, right? But I fucking, the thing that I find the most hilarious is that when I'm researching this, this is like some of the first things I'm seeing, because there is nothing on the Rigadoon Gang online. There's like an expired auction. There's like a somebody's webpage from what looks to be the 80s talking about it. There's another Reddit thread that's like posted Rigadoon Joe. Somebody just showing off their Rigadoon doll. The very top comment is, thanks, kill it. Someone else said, discount Chucky. I mean, I just find that funny. So I guess I've set this up to look, I don't know how you're imagining this to look in your head, but I mean, it doesn't look too bad from the front, but from the back, from the back, all of those comments make sense, okay? All of those comments ring true. But anyway, regardless of those comments, this is nostalgia for some people. I asked my mum if she recognized this doll, and she said, oh, I think I recognize the commercial. Never had one. This sort of nostalgia can make us a lot of money. I'm checking sold comps, and I can see on bid, Rigadoon Joe, $136 plus 21 post. I can see another one, Rigadoon Dan, $127 international. I'm seeing over $100 for this plush puppet, and I bought this thing for $4, $3.99. I always check out the plush section because I want to be finding anything resembling a puppet. And if you see something that looks like a Rigadoon doll, just like Cabbage Patch Kids, you know how Cabbage Patch Kids have the creator's signature on the butt? These have the Rigadoon Gang logo on the palm of their hand. From what I was able to see from the very few bits of information online about these is that the very, very first ones, like the 1988 ones, they didn't have the marking on their hand, but, you know, the ones from the 90s, 91, 92, they all had the marking. So if you find that marking, know that you'll be able to get at least $100 for the item. If you want to see pictures of discount Chucky, go into the Flip Weekly newsletter. I have photos there. I don't have any of the graphic ones that from the back, but I might be posting on social media. There's also links in the Flip Weekly newsletter for you to click on, so you can I was going to say enjoy, but just to check out. Now let's talk about the absolute home run that I was able to find. This is something that you are going to be able to emulate, because I'm going to tell you the exact category and the exact range of items to find. I am outing the niche. Thrift stores, garage sales, Facebook marketplace, you as a Flip Weekly reader or listener are going to make money with this. I guarantee it. And I've also made money with this, so I'm happy to tell you about it. Now, you know me, you know I love to gamble. If I think I can make money with something, I'm going to go all in. So I found a listing on Marketplace. It said DVD players and VHS videos. That's all that the title was. There was two photos in total. And the description said, here I have a few DVD players on Blu-ray, also DVD and VHS combo, and box of VHS videos, all working condition. The photo had three units on top of the most disgusting looking box you can ever see, held together with some sort of tape that's falling apart. The Blu-ray player, the remotes, everything is covered in dust. It looks like it's been sitting in somebody's garage for like 6 to 12 years. And I can see why most people pass this up. I can see why most people scrolled right past this. It was $100. DVD players and VHS videos was the title. If this person knew what they had, first of all, one of the items was a VHS combo. That should have been sold by itself, because this VHS combo could have been listed on eBay for a lot of money. I'll tell you the values later on, providing they fucking work. Everything had their remotes on top of it, and the photos were, like I said originally, and the second photo just had a box, the box open, and you could see about four titles of videos, of VHS videos. As a reseller, you should have been excited just by seeing that DVD-VHS combo. That isn't what I'm going to be focusing on, because that isn't where the value is going to be. The DVD-VCR combo minimum sale price, if you have the remote, is around $200. And just by judging the first photo, I could see the remote. If everything was going to be working, then that would be able to pay for everything. My gamble risk reduces and we would be in luck. But what I was most excited about was the VHS videos. I could see the four titles. One was Barbie Rapunzel. I did not care about that. I could see Batman Forever, Liar Liar, and The Wiggles' Wiggly Christmas. Now, with me, I know I talk a lot about The Wiggles, and this is going to be the last time I ever bring them up, I swear to you. I swear to you, okay? Because I'm sick of talking about them. This VHS of The Wiggles made me think that in the rest of the box, there might be more Wiggles, right? There's only two photos. We have nothing to go on. If there's one Wiggles, there might be two Wiggles. I could see from the photo that the slipcase, you know, the little graphic inside of it was slowly coming out of the plastic case, making me think that, you know, these haven't been taken care of. Will they even work? They're all covered in dust. Who knows? But I'm going to take this for $100 and I'm just going to gamble on it. Huge box of VHS tapes. The description does say that everything is working, but we only have those two photos to go off. And, you know, I'm looking at it, I'm thinking, like, this condition looks really bad. I really don't think the person would have been able to test it, because there's just so much dust on everything that you would be able to see the fingerprints. It's that bad. The one tape that they did have that I was able to see was, it was actually called Woohoo Wiggly Gremlins. If we comp it up, it sells for between $25 and $40. Not too bad. But here's the thing. If we're going to aim high, if we're going to get this thing, we need to aim high. I want some of the highest selling Wiggles VHSs. And honestly, they sell for a lot of money. If you have, for example, let's say Here Comes the Big Red Car, that sells for $250. If you have Sailing Around the World, that sells for $200. So I'm hoping within this box we have more tapes of the Wiggles. It's honestly a gamble. It could just be the one. There's nothing that says that there's more than one. I wasn't going to message. I wanted to just get out there and get it. I wanted to be the first. So I pulled the trigger, drove out there, chucked it all in the car, and drove home. I opened the box. I pulled everything out. There was dust everywhere, but we hit home runs. We don't just have one copy of The Wiggles on VHS. We have 12 in total. And guess what? Of those 12, one of them was Sailing Around the World, which sells for $200. We have hit a home run. Providing everything works, we are going to make a lot of money with this deal. So if we go through the titles of The Wiggles, we have 10 of them that have their original cases and artwork. We have two that are loose. The most expensive one is the one that I just said, Sailing Around the World. None of the other ones comp any higher than that, nor do they comp any higher than $100. But what I do with The Wiggles is I list each one for $49.95, and I make sure international shipping is turned on with accurate quotes. The Wiggles is an Australian group. All of these Wiggles VHS tapes were released very early on in their careers, so they're made in Australia, they're released in Australia. They don't have them that much overseas. So people overseas do not mind paying a bit more money for The Wiggles. So next thing I do, I need to test them. I do not want to get my hopes up first. I do not want to, this is what I do in thrift stores too. If I see like a game on the shelf, I will not look up the value before I check to make sure everything's in there, because I do not want to get my hopes up. So I set up the DVD VCR combo first. It's covered in dust. God knows what else. Who knows what's inside of it? And I test out the buttons. I turn on the power, fast forward, rewind, eject, DVD player, VHS player. Everything fucking works. What on earth is happening? I test out the remote. No issues. It's working. Like, am I about to get really fucking lucky with this? So I put in the very first VHS and it works. I put in the second, it works. I go through each and every single VHS tape and they all work bar one. I am honestly in shock. I just sat down and went through 12 copies of The Wiggles on cassette tape. And instead of feeling infuriated that I just went through that, I feel good. I feel good because these Wiggles tapes are going to make us a lot of money. Now, along with The Wiggles, we also had a bunch of other ones. We had some random movies that you can't really lot up, which I ended up re-donating to a thrift store. But we did have enough high five VHS videos to lot up. We had 5 in total. And we also had maybe like 10 Jim Carrey VHSs. Very unusual. You can either watch High Five or a Jim Carrey film. So I had enough Jim Carrey films to lot up. I don't know how either of them will go. I don't really care. I've put up the High Five lot for like $50, the Jim Carrey lot for $80. Who knows how it will go, but look, if they sell, that's an extra $130, and that pays for the entire thing just by itself. But I know you're wanting to know what the total value was. The total value is insane. We had the 11 Jim Carreys, $80. 5 High Five VHS, $50. We have an LG DVD VHS combo with the remote, $200. And then we have the 12 Wiggle tapes, $749.40, which gives us a total listed value of $1,079.38. So we would be able to times 10 our money just from a bunch of Wiggles VHS tapes. I don't know how the market is going to go with the High Five and Jim Carrey. There's not really a Jim Carrey VHS bundle on eBay Australia or really in eBay America from what I could see. But we are getting some views on them. The High Five market isn't really there. It's getting like 6 views a day though, so who knows? If it sells soon, I'll be able to let you know. But those Wiggles VHS are gold. And you might be thinking, well, Matt, you can list these up for $49.95 each and you can list up one of them for $200. But who is going to buy them? I posted about the Wiggles on social media. People say money laundering. But I mean, this has become like a catch-all phrase for markets that people don't understand. And I honestly see it all the time. They just say, oh, it's money laundering just because the Wiggles on like DVD or VHS sells for a bit of money. Like, money laundering, these people have no idea how money laundering works. They throw that fucking term out almost as quickly as the ones that throw out the term like, oh, he works in mysterious ways. Like, no, he doesn't. And also, no, it's not money laundering. What it is parents who are, or grandparents that have VHS players that want to play the Wiggles for their kids or whoever they're looking after, or it's collectors. It's not money laundering. And, you know, we're just going to go straight into which one of these have sold, because it's a great segue into, this isn't money laundering, they're going to different people, and we have multiple sales. These are hotcakes, man. They're selling like hot potatoes. They're selling like hot potatoes. We have, I lotted the two that didn't have cases up together for $49.95. And that was the very first one that sold, the ones without artwork and cases. Come on, they sold first. They're off to America. They're paying almost as much in postage as they are for the items. It's about $100 total. So it seems that like missing artwork isn't a deal breaker for these collectors. So it's about $100 in total just from that. $49.95 for the listing plus the post off to the States. That was our first sale. The second sale was the LG DVD VHS combo. Out the door for $200. Very, very quick sale. So that is $250 return. We've made our money back already. My tip when buying these VHS DVD combo players, and also when you're buying VHS in general, take photos of it working. I think it converts much better than just saying in your listing title, oh, it works. You want to at least take a photo of something playing on it to show it works. Like, if you're actually testing it out, you might as well just take a photo. Like, it's not going to take you any more time just to take a photo because you're testing shit out. So that's $250. Now, the next one that sold, The Wiggles Sailing Around the World. Now, that was the home run one that we were talking about earlier. That sold for $200. We're up to $450 return on Wiggles VHS tapes already. That went off to somebody within Australia. When I looked this up, there was active listings that I could see were in the US, and they were around the $100 mark. And I could see sold listings with a combination of America and Australia. And the previous two Australia sales were $150 and $80. But given that there weren't any copies available within Australia, I just shot for the moon and I asked for $199.95, and somebody's paid it. So we're up to, what are we up to? $450. Just for reference, by the way, you can get this exact same Wiggles movie on DVD for literally like $6.50 free postage. So it's not so much that they want to watch this, it's they want to watch it on VHS or they want it for their collection. So up to $450 already. And just like that, another fucking Wiggles sale. We have the Wiggles Hot Potatoes Live. $49.95. We're up to $500 in Wiggles return in such a short period of time. And I know, when does the Wiggles end? I promise after this issue, I'm going to lay off them. I swear to God. The cover of this tape was probably my favorite of the entire bunch. They had, it was a bit of a novelty. They had like a glittery, sparkly cover, but there wasn't any glitter on it. So you had the benefits of glitter without it getting everywhere. So we're up to, what are we up to? $500? And then boom, two more sales to the same person in America. As add on an extra $100 plus postage. It was the Dorothy the Dinosaur and Friends video and Captain Feathersword the Friendly Pirate. These were listed for $49.95. They were more than other active listings in Australia, but I think because I had international shipping turned on, I was able to sell them for more. Insane. Turn on your international shipping. It is not that much. It's not that much harder to do. You just need to fill out a customs form. It is not hard. And look again, another fucking Wiggles sales. The Wiggles Wiggly TV, $49.95. Like, what is happening? This is so much fucking Wiggles. We have a lot. I mean, what are we even up to, man? Like, we have a huge return. With hundreds of dollars left still to go, and each of those listings has like over 50 views each, multiple watches. They're all going to sell. It's just a matter of time. They're just not going to sell within like the first week. So the Wiggles VHS cassette tapes, do you think you'll be trying to find them in the future? Do you think you'll be looking out for the Wiggles sailing around the world? Do you like $200? Do you want $200? Do you want to find a VHS that you can usually get for like fucking 50 cents and sell it for $49.95. If you find a box of the Wiggles VHS cassette tapes at a garage sale, are you not going to say, give me the entire box? Are you not going to pick up that box and fucking run down the street because you want to make money? Do it, because I'm going to make $1,000 plus just from this fucking dirty ass, grotty, covered in dust, probably fucking spiders in there. There's probably a spider in my car right now from taking this home. I do not care, because I'm making $1,000 off $100. And just for fucking good measure, I sold the Wiggles DVD that I picked up last week for $2 for $50, and it had like one disc not working. So, I mean, is this not proof that the Wiggles sells? Do I ever want to speak about the Wiggles ever again? No, I honestly do not. I'm sick of talking about them. The amount of talking and research and, you know, just general looking up of the Wiggles that I've done is probably akin to the amount of Wiggles that, like, parents watch when they're at home with their kids trying to entertain them. I know that my sister always puts on the Wiggles for my little niece. She loves them. She can't get enough of them. She loves the Wiggles. She calls them, like, the Wigs or something. Sam actually got her tickets to go see the Wiggles in December here in Sydney, and was like, you should come. And I was like, I think I'll pass. But yeah, Wiggles VHS cassette tapes. Do I need to harp on any more? No. We have more sales on flipweekly.com. I mean, there's like books there that are going for $150 in sales. So you can check that out. I'm not going to talk about them here. You might as well go check out the Flip Weekly newsletter. And we're going to move on to... what's next to move on to? We're going to move on to secondhand opinions. Are we going to talk about more sales? Actually, we should talk about some of those sales, because they're worth talking about. They are worth talking about because that that Rigadoon gang has sold. He sold on Marketplace within a day, less than a day. I think it was like 18 hours, man. $4 into $100. It was bought by a puppeteer. I asked the puppeteer if I could check out his collection. He said yes, but he just hasn't gotten back to me yet. If he gets back before publishing the newsletter, you'll be able to see some of his collection there. I just thought it was really cool that it's going to somebody that, you know, does this for a living, that admires Jim Henson and the Muppets. I just thought it was really, really cool that it's being added to a puppet collection. So, yeah, Rigadoon Gang, $4 into $100. We also have a book sale that sold for $150. That is off to the Netherlands, and they paid $81.23 in fees and post. So they spent $231.18 for this book that I bought for $5. Now, the book is The Art of Zootopia. I've told you before, any sort of book that is about the art of, you know, insert any sort of Disney movie, insert any sort of video game, if it's about the art, if it's a fully illustrated, you know, they're usually hardcover books, you can get a lot of money. I've included in the Flip Weekly newsletter in previous issues some of the highest selling ones. You know, I think The Art of the Lion King sold for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, maybe even $1,000. I can't really remember. But yeah, The Art of Zootopia, going off to the Netherlands for over $200. I bought it in a Vinnie's thrift store for $5. These sort of books should be on your radar. And just the other sort of category of books should be on your radar. Big, bulky manga books. I've sold two. They were combined sales. This series called Kingdom Hearts. This volume 1 and 2. It's like an omnibus. It's like really thick manga comic books. They sold for $150. I bought them for $5 each. So that was $10 into $150. And yeah, you need to be keeping your eye out for big, bulky, sort of like manga, comic-y type books. They took a bit to sell. I bought them in February, but I mean, they don't take up much space. They are big and bulky, but they're also quite small and chunky. So they don't take up much space. Yeah, $10 into $150. That should do it for sales right now. Check out all the photos on Flip Weekly newsletter, and let's move on. All right, we're going to get into secondhand opinions, and I'm just realizing now, did I call it second chance opinions earlier? Getting the name of this segment wrong. So this is a segment where I'm going to talk about a concept, whether it's controversial, whatever, usually to do with reselling. I'll present my argument. It's going to be poorly thought out, and you're going to provide your own. You can vote on the poll on flipweekly.com. You can write in, comment on social media, just get in touch. Or you can just be a non-active contributor. So last week I asked you, if you had no access to a smartphone, would you still be comfortable reselling? Now the results are in, and there's a winner with just over 60% of the vote. The winner is, I would still resell, but I'd be more cautious. Now that's exactly what I was feeling last week, so I'm really glad we're all mostly aligned. I agree, I would be a lot more cautious if I didn't have my phone. I know when I go into thrift stores with really poor reception, I'm immediately on the back foot. I'm cautious. I don't feel like I'm making smart decisions, but I'm just being a lot more wary of what I'm buying. I want to be able to find items with a high sell-through rate, with a high average sale price. And if I go in without a smartphone, I'm just going to be like, oh, that should sell for a bit of money, and turns out it doesn't. So yeah, I agree with what most of you guys think. But this week's topic, and it's sort of to do with some of the items that we've been buying and selling this week, I think it's relevant. So this week's topic is, and it's more of a question, it's not really controversial, but it's, do you foresee the physical media category spiking in the upcoming years? So this is a topic that sort of intersects between parts of my life, like my personal life, my reselling life. And it really does seem that every few months I'm getting like a notification from a streaming platform that I'm subscribed to, and they're saying that they're going to raise their prices. They're like, they always say, we value as a customer, we're doing, like, they tell you what they've been doing. They're like, we've been providing you with great content. We've been providing it in 1080p. Like, wow, woohoo. And in some cases, 720p, which in terms of resolution is really bad, especially in 2025. But here in Australia, we don't really care, right? They don't add any extra features. They don't like add new cool shows or movies or anything like that, right? So these corporations, they're needing infinite growth. It's literally never going to stop because they always need to be increasing the number of subscribers. They're always going to need to be having highest profit per quarter. Like, it just always has to go up. It just has to. They don't want like a month where they're losing subscribers, because, you know, if they're a publicly traded company, their stock price will drop. Everyone will panic. Oh, Netflix didn't add like 10 million subscribers this month. They only added like 9.5 million. And then everyone's panic selling. Oh, is Netflix going to decline? You get all the news articles, everything that goes with it. So these companies are always going to be doing this. It's just never going to end, right? In a few years' time, we're going to be back to paying basic cable prices. Like, if you're within Australia, you had Foxtel. I remember I paid like $120 per month for Foxtel for like the basic package plus sport plus the Sky Racing channel, which I really shouldn't have fucking done. Yeah, we're gonna get prices like that. Maybe some of these streaming platforms will merge. They'll offer a service similar to what Foxtel used to do. Is it already happening? I have no fucking idea. I don't know about you, but I'm getting sick and tired of paying some of these fees, some of these like insane amounts of money for a streaming platform that offers a shit service. You know, if you're a sports fan in Australia, you would have had an experience with KO Sports. It is literally the worst streaming platform I've ever used. It's one of the most expensive too. I think I pay like $40-$45 a month for it. Soon enough, it will be $50. Soon enough, it will just keep growing and growing and growing. And, you know, ironically, at the same time, the sports would just keep shrinking and shrinking because you don't have that sort of accessible, you know, you're not accessible to the market. Anyway, the solution to this problem, could it be physical media? I told you about this week's media box that I picked up. They had the VHS-DVD combo. Well, also in that box was a Sony Blu-ray player. And you know what? I've kept it. I don't have a HDMI cable for it yet, but I've kept it thinking, am I going to start a physical media collection? The resolution is better than streaming platforms. It's with me forever. I never have to pay for it again. And if I ever get over it, I can sell it and make some money. Like, if the internet ever stops working one day, for whatever reason, like the inevitable global conflict, I can at least go out in glory watching the fucking extended edition of The Lord of the Rings in 4K, Ultra HD. You can't do that with the streaming platforms. So with all of that being said, does that drive physical media prices up? Because there's already been reports that some retailers, like Target, Big W, Kmart, whatever, they're going to stop selling the DVDs and the Blu-ray. So where does that leave us? Like, we're in a cost of living crisis. Is that going to end anytime soon? Well, no. I'm not wanting a subscription to Netflix, to Prime, Apple TV, Stan, Binge, Max, Paramount. Like, come on. This is getting absurd, right? And you might just be saying, just stream it, Matt. Just stream it. Yeah, because when I want to watch something, it's spread across like 8 different platforms and each of them require a subscription. Each of them require an account. I honestly can't be bothered. And any information I give them anyway, like personal information, financial information, eventually it's just going to get hacked and leaked. So it's like, that shit's inevitable. So I don't know. It's a bit of a rant, but the companies just, they don't learn. We went to streaming because it became more convenient than a DVD. It became more convenient than piracy. Yet it's now becoming increasingly more inconvenient. So what's going to happen to physical media prices? Are they going to go up? Will DVD prices go up? Will Blu-ray prices start to go up? Will thrift stores follow through? Will they take a while to catch up? It's worth keeping an eye out on physical media prices on eBay. See if they're increasing. See if you can be like one of the first people to notice, like, oh, this DVD is starting to sell for a lot of money, or this Blu-ray is starting to sell for a lot of money. Keep an eye out, get ahead of the thrift stores, and you could make some money if you think that's the way it's going to go. So I ask you, do you foresee the physical media category spiking in the upcoming years? I have two answers on the poll. It's yes, people are tired of their favorite shows and movies being removed from streaming platforms, or no, streaming platforms, they're here to stay and they're far more convenient. Let me know what you think. Vote in the poll, email in, submit a form on the website, get in touch via social media. Let me know what you think. Now, finally, I know that when I'm writing the newsletter and I'm recording this podcast, I use some words and phrases that are common within this reseller space. But I also know that a lot of you aren't in that space. You don't live and breathe reselling like I do. It's a good thing. So what I've done is I put together a page on the Flip Weekly website where you can see all of these terms, all of these acronyms spelt out for you. So if you ever find yourself confused as to what the fuck I'm talking about, you can go there and see the descriptions of these words. You know, I had a listener write in recently saying that he doesn't know what the word comps mean, and I get it, because I don't think I've ever fully explained what these words mean. So this is for him, and it's also for anyone else that is struggling a bit with some of these terms. So yeah, go on the Flip Weekly website, flipweekly.com. Under the free resources menu item, you'll be able to find a link. And yeah, let's just go through a few of these just in case you can't be bothered to go on the website. So I've got some general terms and I've got some marketplace and eBay acronyms. Let's just start off with comps, okay? Comps are similar listings. So if I'm talking about, you know, an item and I say the comps show it at $100, that means that active listings, sold listings of a similar item have sold or are listed for that price. So that's what comps mean. A lot of people talk about BOLOs, which are just stands for be on the lookout. It's sort of like profitable items that you definitely should be picking up. Lots of people talk about death piles. They're just unlisted inventory. I don't have a death pile. I think you're a bit fucking lazy if you have a death pile. Like, why are you still buying when you should be listing? You can't sell anything if it's not listed. I think you should get your shit together if you have a death pile, because it's just junk laying around. Like, do I want junk laying around my home? No, it's like fucking disgusting, right? Yeah, it needs to be sorted, it needs to be organized. So that's death pile. People talk about like holy grails, and they're just like rare, sort of highly sought after items. I have certain holy grail items that I want to find. They're personal items that I think would be really cool to own. I'd love to find a signed Norm Macdonald biography book. That would be one of my holy grail items. People talk about inventory. That's just all of like your current stock of items. If somebody says that like a garage sale or a thrift store is being picked over, that just means that other resellers or a lot of people have gone in there. They've looked through everything and they've taken all the quote unquote good stuff. It's usually an excuse for why resellers aren't finding anything. If you go into a thrift store and you can't find anything and you just say, oh, it's been picked over, it's a bit of a cop-out for you not being able to find anything cool. Yeah, I don't know. There's ROI, return on investment. There's sourcing, all this sort of stuff. And then there's a whole bunch of marketplace and eBay acronyms. I don't want to get into it because it's going to confuse the fuck out of you. It's going to confuse the fuck out of me. It's stuff like BNWT, brand new with tags, talks about that. There's a lot there. So take some time, go through it. If you're not familiar with these sort of terms, you'll understand the newsletter better. You'll understand the podcast better. You'll even have a easier time when you're browsing eBay or when you're just, you know, watching some reseller content or talking to other resellers. It's just, yeah, general information that should help you out. But I think that's all I've got for you this week. So yeah, make sure you jump onto Flip Weekly socials. You'll be able to see some videos posted today of items that I found. Make sure you check out the newsletter. Give us a rate if you're listening on Spotify. If you're listening on YouTube, a like and a comment. And I will see you again next week. Thanks again for listening. This is Matt signing off for this week.
Flip, 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 flip,